On behalf of Storm, Meat Hook Jim, Johnny the Old Crone, myself, Drew Badger, all our special correspondents, our sponsors, our listeners, family, friends, and everyone who's made the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News what it is today, we want to wish you a very happy, safe, and spooky Halloween.
Hello there, I'm Rich Coase. You may also know me as Sven Gulli. And you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
See what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 320. And we're kicking things off with this update during Halloween week from Monster Mania Con coming to Oaks, Pennsylvania. It's just outside Philly. Who's up for a surprise guest announcement? We are very happy to announce that Lou Temple will be joining Monster Mania Con 65, which will be held the weekend of November 21st through the 23rd at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania, for Monster Mania Con 65. Lou Temple will be at the Real McCoy Collectibles booth in Hall A and will be appearing all 3 days of the show. We'd like to thank the folks at the Real McCoy Collectibles for bringing Lou Temple to the show. Get tickets and more information at monstermania.net. We have this from Zombie Farms Haunted Trail in Winterville, Georgia. Join us November 7th and 8th for our special Lights Out event where we use minimal lighting, Zombie Farms Unplugged, and it's extra scary. You have to find your way through the woods in the dark. The monsters can roam freely, so beware. It's not recommended for children under 16. Get more information at zombiefarms.com. We have some news on Krampus Fest coming to Richmond, Virginia. Unleash your inner demon on December 6th in Richmond for the return of the Krampus Ball. You must be over 21 to attend. The official after party for Carytown's infamous Krampus Ball earlier in the evening. And also part of RVA Krampus Nacht with multiple events centered around Krampus and the Yuletide Monsters in early December. Make sure to bring an unwrapped toy for our Toys for Tots toy drive, with donated toys receiving raffle tickets for multiple prizes during the silent raffle. Information on the RVA Krampus Nacht can be found at rvakrampus.com. We do have some sad news from Haunt Nights at Adventure Landing in Jacksonville, Florida. It is with a heavy heart that we say the show has come to an end. For 30 years, Adventure Landing has given our city a place to play, laugh, and create memories, and we're honored to have been part of that story. Haunt Nights has always been more than just a haunted house. It's been a place to escape the real world, to scream until you're laughing, and to make memories that last a lifetime. To Jacksonville, thank you for coming back year after year to share in the screams, laughter, and the love of Halloween. To our talented actors and crew, your passion and dedication have brought this show to life season after season. You've built more than scares, you've built a family. Though the lights may go dark, the spirit of Haunt Nights will echo in every scream, laugh, and memory we've made together. Thank you from all of us at Haunt Nights. You can keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntnights. We have this from the Malice Haunted Attraction in Belfast, Tennessee. The lights go out and the real terror begins. November 7th and 8th, Malice Haunted Attraction goes blackout. You get one glow stick, our monsters get the dark. Think you can find your way out alive? Get tickets before they disappear. We're just outside Nashville in Belfast, Tennessee. Get more information at malicehauntedattraction.com. Staying in Tennessee, we have this update from the Memphis Monster Con coming to Memphis. Just added to the lineup, get a dual professional photo op with Pet Sematary stars Miko Hughes and Brad Greenquist. This is an opportunity to get both stars together in a rare reunion, so don't miss your chance. Get tickets and more info at memphismonstercon.com. We have this update from the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. There's still time to get your haunted house fix for 2025. Our Lights Out event is November 7th and 8th. Come back and experience the schoolhouse in complete darkness with just one glow stick to light your path. Get details at dentschoolhouse.com. Speaking of Ohio, we have this from the Ohio Haunters Association. It's that time of year again. It's time for the 2025 OHA Outstanding Performance Awards. Now this year will be different. All submissions will go through the new website. What it will involve is when you nominate someone that you'll create an account on the site or use the one you already have. Then you'll claim the haunt listing and submit your nominee. One per haunt and one person per haunt. This helps you give your actors recognition as well as helping us to continue building the Ohio haunt community online. But we need a few test submissions. In other words, real submissions that are willing to help us figure out the wonkiness of a new website. So head over to OhioHaunters.com or the Ohio Haunters Association Facebook page to get more information. We have this from the Old Town Krampusnacht coming to Lansing, Michigan. Darkness falls, bells ring, and a beast returns. Join us December 6th in Old Town for Krampusnacht 2025, a one-of-a-kind event where holiday cheer meets old-world folklore. Inspired by the legendary Alpine tradition, Krampusnacht celebrates the shadowy companion of Saint Nick with music, fire, costumes, and a healthy dose of mischief. Expect a Krampus parade through the streets of Old Town, fire performers, live music, spooky delights, vendors with wickedly festive wares, photo ops with Krampus, if you dare, food and drink specials at local bars and restaurants, family-friendly activities earlier in the evening, and more eerie fun as the night goes on. Dress festive or fearsome. Costumes are encouraged. Get more information on the Old Town Krampusnacht Facebook page. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Alyssa Sutherland to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 21st through the 23rd at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel. Alyssa Sutherland is an actress and model best known for her role as Queen Aslaug in the History Channel television series Bite Vikings. Sutherland's acting career includes roles in the film in The Devil Wears Prada, Day on Fire, Don't Look Up, and Arbitrage. In May 2021, Sutherland was cast in the film Evil Dead Rise. She also starred in the television series New Amsterdam, The Mist, Timeless, and New Gold Mountain. Get tickets and more info at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Guthrie Haunted Scaregrounds in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Our scariest weekend is upon us. November 7th through the 8th is our blackout night. We turn the lights off and give your group a small light source to navigate, but few people make it. Are you going to make it through, or will you tap out? We're on Highway 77 just past the Cimarron Bridge. Get tickets online at GuthrieHaunts.com or at the gate. We have an update from the show, Stranger Things. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com and is edited for content. 1 week after Netflix assured us that they wouldn't be listening to fan demand and bringing the finale of Stranger Things to the big screen, well, they've announced the opposite. To celebrate the conclusion of the record-breaking series, Netflix has announced that they will bring the final episode of Stranger Things 5 to select theaters nationwide. The screenings will take place in over 350 theaters in the U.S. and Canada starting on December 31st and run through January 1st. The Duffer Brothers said in a statement, quote, "We're beyond excited that fans will have the chance to experience the final episode of Stranger Things in theaters. It's something we've dreamed about for years, and we're so grateful to Ted, Bella, and everyone at Netflix for making it happen. Getting to see it on the big screen with incredible sound, picture, and a room full of fans feels like the perfect, dare we say bitchin', way to celebrate the end of this adventure." Unquote. More information on how to attend these fan events as well as specific theater locations will be made available later this year. As always, we will follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have this opportunity to meet some stars from the Terrifier franchise if you're in Mesa, Arizona. Calling all Arizona horror fans and Terrifier fans. Want to meet the actresses who helped lift the Terrifier franchise off the ground? Well, now you can. Horror Monger Collectibles will be hosting a meet and greet and in-store signing on November 8th and 9th with Terrifier stars Catherine Cochran and Jenna Cannell, who portrayed characters Dawn and Tara Hayes. Get your autographs, selfies, and hear some of the amazing stories of what it was like to work behind the scenes of where it all started. Catherine and Jenna will be signing from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday at Horror Monger, 1455 South Stapley Drive, Suite 26 in Mesa, Arizona. Have questions? Email them horrormongercollect@gmail.com. We have some film news regarding the Phantom of the Opera franchise. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. The classic Gaston Leroux novel, The Phantom of the Opera, has been adapted countless times over the years. Even Robert Englund played the Phantom back in the 1980s, and we may someday see Guillermo del Toro put his own spin on the table. Not anytime soon, though. He makes clear in a new conversation with Inverse, but it's clearly something that's on his mind. Quote, "It's such a classic tale, but I would do it different," del Toro explained to the outlet when asked which classic monster he'd be most interested in bringing to the screen in the wake of Frankenstein. "I have a couple of ideas, but for now I'm going into crime and stop motion." There was a time when Guillermo del Toro nearly linked up with Universal to reimagine their iconic Universal Monsters property, but when that failed to come together, he instead made his own unofficial Creature from the Black Lagoon movie with The Shape of Water. He ended up winning several Oscars in the process and next turned his attention to Frankenstein. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, which may also find itself in the Academy Awards conversation next year, is now playing in select theaters with more locations being added soon. As always, we'll keep following this story and bringing you updates as they become available. And finally, we have some music news from Sam Haines. Acclaimed horror soundtrack composer Sam Haines, a Rondo Horror Award nominee whose work has been featured on BBC Radio, the soundtrack to many movies, podcasts, including ours, and YouTube channels, returns this fall with his 13th annual Halloween album, a sinister blend of dark electro, gothic rock, synthwave, and cinematic horror. Known for topping the Bandcamp Halloween charts every year, this release is a powerful mix of retro-futuristic beats, gothic atmosphere, and dark rock energy, presented in spine-tingling ectoplasmic stereo. Do you dare listen? Album highlights include Destiny Beard, the queen of haunting vocals, featured on two electrifying tracks, The Dark of You and Incantations at Midnight. Her collaborations with Sam have already earned acclaim. The single Every Night is Halloween landed at number 11 on the Rock Solid Pressure Show's list of top 31 singles of 2024. Jenna Louise delivers the horror pop synthwave banger He Returns from the soundtrack to the slasher Legend of Sayer Hicks. Gary Bennett cranks the volume to 13 with In the Dead of Night and Ghost Train, the perfect soundtrack to your haunted house party. This is cutting-edge Halloween music for 2025, designed to keep your speakers screaming all season long. Visit samhaines1.bandcamp.com and use code 13, that's the word 13, for an exclusive 40% discount on digital downloads or the limited edition signed CD and sticker. And stay tuned for some of Sam's music featured on The Big Scary Show. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the week of Halloween. You don't need me to tell you that. You already know that. So once again, happy Halloween. We hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful spooky season. It is not over yet. A lot of haunts are still open this weekend, even some for the next week or two. A lot of blackout events and all those good things. But I want to talk a little bit about something a little different. You know, so many haunted attractions out there do good charity work. They raise money for various causes, various charities, various people who need help. And it has been way too long since we've talked to this gentleman right here. We are going international, as we have not done in a long time. And we are talking to our friend Chris Ainsworth up in Canada, up in the Great White North. I don't know if they have a bunch of snow on the ground yet or not. We'll find out. But he's the owner of Thornhill Woods Haunted House, which raises money for several different charities over the years. This year they are back bigger than ever. And I want to find out a little bit about, in the season of Halloween, what he's doing. He's opening up this week for raising money for all sorts of good stuff. And I just want to find out more. So, Chris, my friend, how are you, sir?
I am doing great, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
I guess I should call you Councilman Ainsworth at this point?
No, I'm still just Chris Ainsworth.
Okay. For those that don't know, you are now a duly elected official of the Canadian government, technically, I guess, or Thornhill, or I don't know how Canadian politics works.
A Vaughan City Councilor.
There you go. All right, so in Vaughan, there you go. You are the man, so to speak. I guess you're going to have the reputation as that Halloween council person, so there you go.
You got it. I already do.
So let's talk about Thornhill Woods. The last time we talked several years ago, you were raising money for a young lady who was suffering from a heart condition, and I know you raised literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to help her out. First of all, how is she doing? I cannot remember the name, please forgive me, but how did that go, and where have you been turning your charity since then?
Sure, 100%. That was a Maya Lobo. She was my next door neighbor, and she desperately needed a heart, and I was able to raise, as you said, just over $100,000 to help give towards the cardiac care unit. Also want to give a shout-out to my friends at Haunter's Hangout. They were also very instrumental in donating and helping as well. She is doing amazing now. She's a teenager, listening to her rock music. She's dancing. She does ballet. She does all kinds of sports. You'd never know she had any issues.
I hope she's listening to Rush, because they've just announced brand-new additions to their tour that they're coming up with next year. So
they
hopefully.
Did. You
oh,
were correct.
Oh man, can you use your political influences to get me a couple tickets? Maybe we can talk off the air.
I'll do my best.
they are coming to Charlotte. But anyway, I digress. Thornhill Woods, it's a charity haunt. It raises so much money. Who are you raising the money for this year, and who have you been raising money for over the past couple of years? And it sounds like this year you've expanded a bit.
Yeah, that's correct. In the past, I was raising it for Sick Kids Foundation. Then when I became a counselor in the city of Vaughan, I figured I'll start donating the money to the local hospital, which was McKenzie Health. I raised them a couple hundred thousand. And this year, I'm changing it up, and I'm going to be donating the money to the Vaughan Food Bank. Just like every city, there's food banks, and they desperately need donations and food, so that's what I'll be doing. My target this year is $100,000, and I'm proud to announce as of today, and we're not even officially open yet, but I've already raised $104,000.
Well, congratulations. That is amazing. Is that primarily through donations through the course of the year, or is that just something that you open up the donation box, say, in September, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's been about a month I've had donations coming in, so that's where all that money's come from over the last month. But again, as I said, there'll be additional donations that'll be coming in once I open up this Tuesday. I open on the 28th. And then I'm open till the 31st, each night from 6 p.m. till 10. And what I've done this year is trying to get with the times. I've set up a barcode with tap, because a lot of people show up and, you know, people don't carry cash anymore. They like to pay everything with tap. So now they can just tap a barcode that I have at the door, which will allow them to go into the walk-through haunted house that I have in my driveway. And then the yard, it's free, it's open to the public, they can walk around. We have all animatronics, static drops, pneumatic drops. There's going to be a donation box out there, and same thing again, if people want to tap, they're welcome to.
Now, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, and, you know, sometimes I don't even realize this. Not only are you a charity haunt, but you're a home haunt. And you basically turn your entire yard, your driveway, everything into this very impressive looking, from the pictures and the videos I've seen, haunted attraction called Thornhill Woods. Tell us a little bit about the history of it. Why did you start Thornhill Woods? Was it because you wanted to do something as a charity, or were you just wanting to be a haunted house guy? How does that work?
Kind of a little of everything you just said, Drew. We technically started 21 years ago. This is a brand new development that we moved into, and both my sons were getting care from the Sick Kids hospital for just minor things. You know, thank God they're fine now. They're both driving me nuts, but that's what teenagers do.
Yes, they do.
But back then, we wanted to raise some donations to thank the hospital for looking after our kids. Because when I was a kid and I go trick-or-treating, we used to have those UNICEF boxes where everybody would, you know, put donations in, coins.
Yes.
But that kind of disappeared for whatever reason, so I just figured I'm going to put out a donation box and raise money for the hospital, and that's what I did. And it just continued to fuel my passion as well, because I, like everybody else, I'm a big fan of Halloween, and all started as a kid watching The Monsters, The Addams Family, watching a show here in Canada called The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, and that was narrated by Vincent Price. I think going to Disney as a kid fueled my fire as well, so that's kind of what led me to where I am today, where I still feel like a kid. I love Halloween every year.
And you have made, in the past, trips to places like Transworld. You even ran a convention up in Canada for a couple of years up there, and you know your love of Halloween, I think most people who know who you are, it's indisputable. And one of these days we're going to have to get you back to Transworld so you can do one of those videos where you get people to sing for you, because those were fun.
They were, yeah. Transworld was again, which helped fuel the fire. Hawk Con, Midwest Haunters Convention, all these different shows and then visiting, you know, haunted houses. And that just gave me inspiration to create an organization up here. So for any of those that are listening right now from Canada, they'll probably recognize this name, but I started up the Canadian Haunters Association. And that was because I used to travel for business province to province across Canada. And I thought, you know, and I'm going to create like a biker gang up here. I'll create chapter presidents in each province. And they can, you know, recruit and get more people. And that's what we did. And that's what fueled our Home Haunters Award show that we did every year. And I'm proud to say now that I passed that on to both Teresa and Hugh from the Rutherford Manor. They're out in Alberta, and now they're running the show for the Canadian Haunters Association.
And what a great organization, too. And I remember the conventions you had about a decade ago. You know, I was unable to attend them, but I always heard good things about people who did. And Thornhill Woods, you know, 21 years. Congratulations on doing that. Do you have any idea how much money you have raised over the course of 21 years to help various causes?
I think it was, we calculated $486,000.
Wow. Does that include this year?
No.
Wow.
No. So it'll be over $500,000 after this year.
That is just amazing. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
And
thank
you. How close are you to getting everything complete? Obviously, by the time this airs, you know, you're going to be open. So are you still in panic mode right now, trying to get everything finished up and all that?
You know what? I'm really excited to announce I'm basically ready to go. I have a really good crew that helps every year. It's the same people. They're neighbors, family, friends. And we've got it down pat now. And we know where everything is and away we go. You know, there's a few little things that need to be done. But overall, I'm set up. I'm ready to go.
So Thornhill Woods does change its theme. What will be in store for people who are coming out to check you out this week? What are they going to see? What is the theme? What's new and exciting without giving away too many spoilers?
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll give you a few little sneak peeks. So the theme this year is the darkness. So as you're going through the haunt, we have a total of 6 rooms. So again, just to back up, we have a 6-car driveway that's completely been customized with a walkthrough haunts that consist of anywhere between 10 to 8-foot walls. Everything's tarped off. We've used a lot of blackout material to block all light coming in from every crack and nook and cranny. So if you actually come in and shut off your cell phone light or if you have a flashlight, you are in complete 100% darkness. And this is what we're going to feed off of when we take people through each of the 6 rooms. I like to employ student actors, and all my actors come from anywhere between 2 to 3 different high schools where they need volunteer hours. So I help them out with volunteer hours. So my only payment is I have to feed them, which is not an issue because they all love pizza. So I order pizza almost every night. And one room I'll give you away is you walk into, there'll be a little girl sitting in the corner of a red chair. And she's going to have in her hand a remote control with, that controls the light that is right on the table. And as the people walk into the room, she will stand up, let out a blood-curdling scream, run at them. And as she's running at them, she's going to shut the light off. And then she'll feel the walls to get behind them. And then she turns the light back on. They'll be looking, obviously, where the light is. And then, boom, she gets them from behind.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I will be dressed pretty creepy.
I will be the first to tell you, I hate complete blackout mazes, so I'm going to have to cancel my plane tickets to Ontario because I hate going through pitch black mazes. My night vision is so bad in my advanced age, but it sounds like it's going to be
you're not going to see anything in any of these rooms. They'll be complete dark, but not saying that they're all dark. You know, we'll have little like Gantt and pin lights in certain areas to help direct them where to go, but very low lighting throughout the whole entire haunt.
Now, how many people are you expecting to go through this year? Is it more than just casual trick-or-treaters? Do you have people that literally plan to come see you during the week and drive from great distances to come visit?
We average usually when we're open, because we try to count, usually around close to 3,000.
Wow, for 4 days, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
And
that's what we usually have. We get good lineups, and we try to get the flow of the traffic, or the flow of people going through. And I've attended some of your haunt classes that you've been on, Drew, so I know what to do to get people scared and moving.
Oh my.
And I think it'll be good.
I am honored and flattered that you have taken the time to come to one of my classes, but you should come to another one. I've updated it a little bit, but
good.
On average, not on average, but who has traveled the farthest that you can remain off the top of your head think of, who has come specifically just to visit Thornhill Woods?
I would have to say another fellow haunter came all the way from British Columbia, and that was Ken Haunington.
Wow.
He came. Him and his wife came all the way from BC. And I've also had both Teresa and Hugh from Rutherford Manor, which is Alberta. So they're actually taking a plane to get here.
Oh, nice. And I assume occasionally you might have somebody from the States cross the border and come by and visit?
100%, yeah. But that's usually family and friends, again, that come up to visit. Yeah, definitely.
Very nice.
I've got relatives in both New York and Boston that have come up.
Excellent. So for people who are in Ontario, in and around Toronto or Vaughan or where Thornhill or other, you know, BC, you know, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, the Yukon territories, I'm trying to remember all my provinces. Where can people get more information about Thornhill Woods? Maybe they'd like to make a donation to help the food bank or whatever charity you're supporting, whichever year. After 21 years, you no doubt have a lot of people that are donating year after year. How can people get more information with websites, social medias? When are you open? And again, you know, this is posting, you're already open. We know the hours and the dates and all, but give those out one more time for people to know and where they can get more information and donate.
Sure, absolutely. So we're thornhillwoodshauntedhouse.com, and on there you'll find a charity tab which you can click on, and then you'll see the donate tab, and that takes you right to the Vaughan Food Bank where you can make your donation. And there's multiple other tabs there for links to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube videos, backstory of who we are. Again, learn from you, Drew. Make sure you always have a good backstory, so I've done that. Photos, videos, and hours and directions. Hours will be, again, Wednesday, October 28th, right through to Halloween the 31st. Times we're open each night is 6 p.m. till 10. And we look forward to having as many people come as they like.
Chris Ainsworth is the owner of Thornhill Woods Haunted House. For the past 21 years, he has been doing charity work and a whole lot of building in his home. Chris, it is always a delight to speak to you, sir. Hopefully we will catch you down here in the States for Transworld, or if you haven't heard of this new East Coast Haunters Convention in Philly, you definitely need to come to that, or Midwest, or one of the other shows. We hope to see you soon, and we certainly want to hear about how much money you raised this year at Thornhill Woods. So please let us know that information.
I will do. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Drew.
ThornhillWoodsHauntedHouse.com. Go and make your donation to help the Vaughan Food Bank. Chris Ainsworth, and I should go ahead and say good luck on your reelection campaign in 2026. You know, if I could vote up there, I would. But anyway, folks, you know, charity haunts such an important part of the Halloween season. Get out there, support your local haunts, whether they be charity or not. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Halloween edition of the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.